Hey, you know what time it is, DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. In honor of a belated Russell Wilson birthday, Wilkies, I want to borrow from one of my favorite birthday songs, The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And since nobody seemed to have the decency to just tell the man happy birthday, I'm going to sing for him.
Okay.
Russell, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Russell. Russell, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Russell. Yesterday. It was your birthday, yes. And by the maybe by the time I posted this the day before, and then I forget the other words, but that what should have happened, in my opinion. Well.
And people couldn't do even that.
Couldn't
they
even
to, they had to say, okay, first of all, that son of a bitch Mike Florio over at Pro Football Talk goes, it's Russell Wilson's birthday today. He's turning 34. He previously said he wants to play till he's 45, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen anymore. Shut up, Mike. Shut up. No one likes you. No one came to your birthday party. I can't stand stuff like that.
Let's put it this way. Mike Florio is the Russell Wilson of sports reporters.
Currently, boom. I would agree. Currently,
got them both.
Yeah, it's like, can we just separate the two? Like, yeah, he's having a really bad season, and also it's his birthday.
Yeah,
just you know, we don't need the birthday as another excuse to just clown the living hell out of a guy that we've clowned for. 3 months in a row now.
Three straight months of nothing but hell.
Hey, did you hear that he has 12 bathrooms? Have you heard that he has more bathrooms than touchdown passes this year?
Nope, that's new to me.
Wow.
I started a script for an episode about the Broncos having one of the worst offenses this century.
Yeah.
And they can't even get that shit right. They can't even get right how bad the offense is. And trust me, it's bad. So when we heard it's the worst since the 2000 Browns, just accepted it.
Yeah, that wasn't true. It didn't sound true, first of all.
Well, I mean, watching every game this season, yeah. It felt true. It felt true.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
You're right. It didn't sound true. And shout out to – because I started going into it last night, and then I was like, wait – the Raiders in 2006, they scored less points.
God,
than the Broncos
that team was so bad.
Yeah.
That team was so bad. Do you remember their quarterbacks?
Oh, my God. I looked it up. Oh, shit. Let me see if I can remember the starter. Let me see if I can remember the starter without looking.
I'll tell you if you don't get it.
Because at first I was like, was that the Jamarcus Russell year? And then I was like, no, that's probably what led to getting Jamarcus Russell. Oh my God! Who was the quarterback?
Here's your reward for going 2-14, Marcus Russell.
Ooh,
you could have had Calvin Johnson.
That'd be like going to Russell Wilson's birthday party and giving him a framed photo of Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete Carroll in future.
Damn it, I can't remember. Aaron Brooks.
No.
Was he in there?
Maybe. He might. Yeah, he might have started a couple games. I was thinking of, I think the guy who started the most was Andrew Walter.
Don't remember him at all.
And you know who's on their team, right? Randy Moss was their number one wide receiver. He caught two touchdowns in 2006 in Oakland. Wow. And the next year he gets traded to New England for a fourth rounder, catching 23 touchdowns.
Yeah. Wow. So the Raiders even got more for Randy Moss than the Cowboys got for Amari Cooper. And Amari Cooper was coming off a good year.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that was, I remember watching that team. I think they had a game where they beat Pittsburgh without hitting 100 yards of offense.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we should do something about that game.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Short, I was thinking,
because like historically two of the worst offenses are the, I think it's the 77 and 76 Falcons.
Yeah.
That would also be fun. Not Falcons, Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
I meant
Buccaneers. The ones that went winless.
Yeah. 76, they averaged 8.9 points per game. And 77, 7.4 points per game. And both are hilarious because in 76, let's see here. They scored 15 touchdowns and only made 11 extra points.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And there's no two-point conversion back then.
Yeah. And the extra points were, 20-yard chip shots. So, like, historically speaking, there have been – and we know, like, the 70s and 80s, like, scoring was a little bit harder back then. Like, offenses averaged fewer points. So you expect some of that. My point is, like, people are they want to be quick to shit on the Broncos.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I get
it. It's great to be first.
It's like, I'm making a living on it right now, doing the new worst games every week. Mm-hmm. But that's like, in my opinion, like, that's the perspective from a beaten down, insane fan where I'm just talking about my experience watching the game passionately. And then I just think there's a little bit of a difference because, like, I'll make jokes about Russell Wilson and the offense and all that shit. But I don't feel like I go out of my way to attack Russell Wilson. And I feel like people oddly have this weird past to do that now. And we've talked about it before. And I thought we were past it. And then this birthday shit this week was just another good example of, like, it just is weird at this point to like, if you're like a company as big as Pro Football Talk, like, you don't need those clicks for that article. Like, you don't need that.
But those, it's probably getting a ton of clicks.
Probably.
So maybe it does. Maybe sick. They do.
We're a sick, sick society. And it did remind me, of course, of draft day. And oh man, I gotta convert that freaking clip. Damn it. I'm gonna try to convert it.
Bo Callahan.
Because that's like the draft day is the movie is horrible. It's a parody almost of
the NFL. Know who directed that movie, right? I saw this movie in theaters.
Yeah.
I
don't know who directed
it. It was Ivan Reitman.
Oh.
Like a famous directed Ghostbusters. Mm. A lot of famous comedies, Stripes, very well respected comedic actor or director. And he turned in one of his last movies was Draft Day.
Wow. Well, and it was a big deal at the time too, because it was like the first movie the NFL gave its licensing to, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We use like actual NFL teams and shit. But the fact that we're doing this now, what's crazy is like that movie was like silly. If you're a football fan, you're like, this stuff is ridiculous. But actually, since that movie's come out, I feel like we've seen pretty close to as crazy shit happen.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a situation of life imitating art.
Yeah.
And the art, of course, being draft day. 2014.
Is that when it came out, 2014?
I believe so. I believe so.
Yeah, I guess so, because I made a video about it and reviewed it.
Because I remember that that was after the Broncos-Seahawks Super Bowl. But the two teams picking first and second were the Broncos and the Seahawks for some reason.
The Broncos were picking second in that?
Yeah, I think it was Broncos-Seahawks, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, this something is where like we are now. Real life sports coverage.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, did your teammates come to your birthday party? Oh, did your teammates come to your birthday party?
It's just like, can we be a little better? And you know who else deserves some shit is Mike Kliss for even tweeting this out.
Right? Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Like, and who the fuck is like, was he there to report on it? Who was there sending him that info? Like,
probably in the bushes. Yeah. He's such a sassy tweeter.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He plays it off like he's just this oblivious old man. I have a picture of him. My picture in my mind is him like rubbing his nipples while he tweets, like getting sexual satisfaction from the havoc he's about to unleash.
Yeah.
Cause like, he knows what he's doing. It's like him and Zach Stevens. Zach is a little more benevolent, but he knows what he's doing too.
Ooh, we put you on blast, Zach. You just got put on blast, Zach. I don't know.
He does a great job, but he knows what he's doing sometimes.
Like, there's just certain things you don't need to put out there because you know it's just going to bring a whirlwind of shit towards the team you cover.
Yeah, and like, guys aren't going to want to talk to you after that, most likely.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to know, though, is like, was there a teammate from the party sending Kliss that info?
It was probably a teammate, a guy he talked to who estimated like, yeah, probably half the team was there, which by the way, half the team is like 30 guys for counting the practice squad.
I'm not worried about it. Like, I don't care.
It's on a day. It's on their day off. It's on a Monday night. It's 30 players from the team. It's like, is that supposed to be bad? What's the benchmark here? What's league average?
I don't know.
Can we average up all the quarterbacks' birthday parties and see how many guys that they're getting from the team?
Yeah.
Because if it's not 30, I want an apology.
Did we hear about Joe Burrow's birthday party attendance?
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's, Tua's, Brady's, Mahomes. We haven't heard a piece about any of those fuckers' birthday party attendance. I'm just like, it's fine. I've accepted being bad.
Yeah.
And
I've not accepted like the unnecessary shit that we're getting though.
Yeah. I accept the dumping of, the normal yes. shit you should get.
Yeah.
But then there's just another layer that's a little uncalled for.
I've accepted like
being
the,
sad.
Yeah. But, like the guff that you'd get from like urinating tree.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, you guys suck, blah, 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 being a little clever about it. That's good. That's fair play. Then it gets a little, you know, gets to be a little too much and they start to reach. And that's where I say, hey, that's enough.
Hey,
knock it off.
Will and I know about reaching for a joke. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We know.
We make a living doing it every day.
I'm at the point, honestly, where I want Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett to come back next season.
Yeah.
And just be good.
Light it up.
Like, both of them have been used as scapegoats. Both of them have been bad. All of the football criticism is fair, but like, both guys have gotten a level of just criticism like I've never really seen as a Broncos fan. I mean, I don't know. Maybe other fan bases are used to it. Maybe that's an issue. The Broncos haven't been good, though, the last 3 or 4 years. I feel like, yeah, we've been owning up to not being good for a while, but it's almost like ping pong. Just bounces back before, like, who are you going to dog on more? Hackett, Wilson. Hackett.
It's a back and Wilson. Forth. It's a constant Hackett. Back and forth.
Oh, wait, Melvin Gordon's in there? Boom, there's one. There's a different one. Boom, got Melvin.
Slap shot, Melvin Gordon. Jerry Jeudy. Ah.
Yeah, I do stand by my tweet, though, that half the team that showed up must have been the defense. Boom, just like on game day. See, I think that's not a knock on Russ. That's just a knock on the team and performance, right? Is that fair? Is that fair?
Totally fair.
That's what I thought.
It's like if you're going to say like, oh, I'm guessing Mike Purcell didn't make it or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it's based in reality, right?
Yeah.
We're not reaching too hard.
Mike Purcell jumped out of the big birthday cake as a surprise. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right. We'll talk. There's not a lot of we're at the point, dude, where we can't talk about anything actual.
Football. Yeah, because what does it fucking matter?
Yeah, it's like whatever we say we think might break in our favor next week, it never does. We're playing the Ravens. We can talk about how there's a chance they'll blow a lead in the fourth quarter, which is good.
Yeah. I suppose there's a chance. I
have a lead in the fourth quarter, so we're going to see which curse is more powerful right now. The curse of the Ravens holding on to leads or the curse of the Broncos doing nothing in the second half?
Yeah. Well, it seems like the Broncos could just go up 10-0 and that'll sort itself out. We all know what happens after that.
Actually, I know how the Broncos beat the Ravens, Will.
Okay.
Well, I figured it out just right now.
All ears.
And I will tell you right after I talk about my favorite sports book, DraftKings Sportsbooks. What have I been telling you all year? If you're looking at DraftKings and the Broncos, under, take the unders. New customers right now, when you use code DNVR, DraftKings is going to give you $150 in free bets if the team you select to win their game does so. Okay, that's $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game. Get $150 in free bets in the state of Colorado, rooting for the blue and orange. Bet on them to lose is my advice. And do some parlays if you want to boost your payouts. I stacked a big one last week, and I told you in the last episode I missed because we could not throw for 2 touchdown passes. Don't know why that was another area I was a little over-optimistic. But if I do another one of those, I will not make that mistake. Stack a couple bets. If they all hit, you get a bigger payout. Again, just use code DNVR when you sign up over at DraftKings. Link in the description. You bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game. Get $150 in free bets if they do. Only a DraftKings Sportsbook. Code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. All right. For one game, Will, in one game only, the Denver Broncos bring back Vic Fangio to coach against the team he hates with the passion.
Right.
Yeah. The Baltimore Ravens. Remember that? Remember when life as a Broncos fan was listening to Vic Fangio get pissed off that the Ravens ran up the rushing yard so they didn't break their streak?
Yeah, because they had a streak of 50-something games with at least 100 rushing yards, and the Broncos held them to under 100 until the very end of the game. When
it was over.
A normal team would have taken a knee, but the Ravens ran the ball and got their precious little record, which, you know, you're allowed to do, but it was how great is that record then if that's, you know, what you had to do to break it? I don't know. I thought it was kind of lame on both parts.
Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't bitch about it. And actually, I would have tried to get that record for sure. 100% if I was the coach. I mean, like, what? We need 9 yards to keep that streak alive? Let's do it, guys. But I'm petty like that. You know what I mean? I understand that about myself.
It's just kind of dumb. Like, it's dumb to care about a stupid record like that. It's like, who cares? It's not like you're going undefeated. It's not like the touchdown pass record. It's consecutive games with 100 yards. Like, it's pretty arbitrary.
Yeah.
It's also like equally dumb to like freak out about it.
Yeah.
At the end of the game.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have complained about it either. They're like, well, we should have done a better job stopping him. I would have used coach speak right there. We should have done a better job.
I would have thrown a tantrum in the locker room.
Why'd you do that, John or Jim?
I like Jim. I like Jim a lot better.
Michigan Jim?
Michigan. Yeah, I know him as 49ers Jim still, but Michigan Jim. He has truly become Michigan Jim these last 2 years. They're taking down Ohio State.
Yeah, they're doing well right now, aren't they, Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing. They're going to be in the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah. Who did they just beat?
Ohio State.
It was Ohio State. I saw some of that game, and I saw the Ducks fall to the Oregon Beavers.
Yeah, Oregon State. That was a really good game.
That was a great game.
We should stream a college game here near the end of the season.
Ooh, interesting. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Or something like that. Like it's way out of our jurisdiction, like a World Cup game.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I tried doing some hockey. It was so hard. When you don't know what you're talking about, it's so hard. So hard.
Yeah.
I know what's not hard, and that is me during Broncos games. Look at that segue back in. What were we? Do we have anything? You put some stuff to talk about.
Yeah. It's okay. So let's talk about it. Blah, blah, blah. There's a show on the NFL Network called The Insiders. And Tom Pelissero, by the way, I think he got us all just a little bit when he tweeted that the Broncos, like Lamar Jackson is becoming a Bronco. And of course, it's the cornerback Lamar Jackson from Nebraska, not the Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. But he also said on the Insiders that Nathaniel Hackett has not lost the team. However, Russell Wilson has lost some people around that team. He has lost some people in that locker room. So Hackett still in good standing. Apparently Russell Wilson, not as much. I saw some tweets saying that Taylor Lewan from Bussin' with the Boys also got some texts from some Broncos players saying that they're getting a little tired of old Russ. So, I don't know. There's probably something to it. Again, this wouldn't be an issue if we were winning, but of course we're not. So, people are gonna bitch.
Tom and I were talking a little bit about this morning, and I guess like I just want one piece of information to explain to me like why.
Mm-hmm.
Why he's lost the guys.
Yeah.
Outside of being like weird and
saying let's ride. Yeah.
That's right. And I mean, look, I get it. If your quarterback's not playing well, that takes a toll on the team. And he's in a situation with the Broncos where he hasn't like earned loyalty from the guys in that locker room.
Yeah. I mean, loyalty or like his contract.
Yeah. But like, that's the way the NFL works. Like the quarterbacks are going to get paid an astronomical amount of money.
Yeah.
You can't really give a fuck about that if you're a player, because it's never going to be fair. Okay.
No.
Jared Goff made a ton of money, and he did get to a Super Bowl. Lots of quarterbacks who weren't really the caliber of the money that they were getting paid didn't earn it.
Carson Wentz.
But you had to pay that money to get Russell Wilson. There was the move you made as an organization. It's the Packers had to pay Aaron Rodgers a ridiculous amount of money to get him back. That's just the way it works. So, like, I know, and I'm not saying that there's not something there. I'm not saying that there's... Because it happened in Seattle. It was an issue there. It's happening again, supposedly. I just want to understand specifically why you as a teammate don't want to play for him. And all we get is he's too much of a celebrity. He holds on to that idea maybe too much. But he shows up and works, right? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's ever questioned his work ethic. Nobody's ever questioned his toughness, any of that shit. And then I saw Dalton Risner talking about it today.
Yep.
And he's saying, like, he hasn't lost the locker room. People do respect him. He works his ass off. I admire the way he works. I don't know where these rumors keep coming from. So I don't know. Maybe there are some players in the – what I really think it is there's a handful of guys,
probably wide receivers, who look like shit when they're not getting footballs.
Just a guess. Probably guys on the offensive side of the ball who are not producing. Maybe they're the guys chirping to people like Taylor Lewan. Maybe those are the guys that will leak something to Mike Garofalo or Tom Pellegrino and say, you know, he's lost some of the people. I don't think it's everyone. And I know I understand why the defense would be frustrated. But, like, nobody's criticizing anything else going wrong on that offense. It's fair. It's usually the quarterback. They got to take the heat for. And Russ hasn't thrown anybody under the bus either, right? In a press conference, like,
he's never said,
like, how can we win when our offensive line is battered to hell? How can we win when anytime I do escape pressure and get a ball to a guy, it's about 50-50 whether or not he's actually going to catch it?
Yeah. It just doesn't happen.
No. I don't know.
Doesn't happen. No, I mean, you remember playing football, obviously at a lower level, but it's like, remember like not liking one of your teammates? Like, of course.
Yeah, but like, I didn't like my teammates because like I had to go to school with them. So I was like, man, that guy's a piece of shit in class.
Well, I mean, they're basically going to school every day together too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
they're in the classroom as well.
Yeah.
They exist together like as much as you would like in high school or college. There are guys like I just didn't like. There's like two or three guys. I'm like, your football team's supposed to be a family, but it's like out of, you know, 50 to 60 guys, you get them all together. It's like, okay, you're not going to be friends with everyone. That's just not how it works, but you have to work together. And the shitty part is that, like, he's probably going to rub a couple people the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. It's only an issue. It's only coming out because they're losing. It's like, do you think, you know, I'm trying to think of like just a really good team this year. Like, I don't know. Let's say the Bills. Like, you think Josh Allen has ever rubbed anybody the wrong way in Buffalo? Like, maybe. It's possible. But who the fuck's gonna like care?
Yeah.
If Tom Pelissero came out and said, you know, Josh Allen doesn't get along with everybody on the team, it's like, okay, well, so what?
Yeah.
He wins.
That's the thing. Yeah.
It's not an issue unless you're losing.
Yeah, and it's also like not an excuse either. Like,
no. Aaron Rodgers. Do you think now like? All this stuff about him, like the ayahuasca is now like a thing. Deshaun Kizer came out and said he asked him about 9/11, his first day as a Packer.
Yeah.
Which was obviously very funny. But like these wouldn't be spun as negatives if the Packers weren't whatever their record is, 3-9 or 4-8 or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be used as a headline to get people to click on it. That way, because I watched that interview with him, and really, Deshaun Kizer spent the whole time talking about how thankful he was to play for the Packers, how much he liked Aaron Rodgers, how much he learned from him, how much he liked Mike McCarthy, how much they showed him like how to be an individual and an NFL player. Like, but the headline was that thing. You know, is that thing to get you in?
Yeah, and it's really just dumb and like clickbaity on the part of journalists on Twitter today. Like having the context at their fingertips, having a video clip, but kind of spinning the context around it, because like in flat text, words can mean whatever you want,
right?
If you create some kind of like preface there. But video, it's like that you can only take it, you know, you probably can only take it one way. Yeah. If you know how to read a person, right?
Yeah, but and you can have the video in there and you can take that out of context.
That's true. Yeah.
Just to get people in to watch the video. In this case, it's ultimately like if you the video links right to the part where they start talking about it, but it's ultimately maybe a good thing if people click on it and take the time, but I don't think most people do. They just see like Aaron Rodgers is a 9/11 truther. So
yeah, I mean, so is Pete Carroll.
Yeah, they should be working together.
That kind of energy in the same room might freak me out.
Yeah. My real takeaway was like Deshaun Kizer was saying all this stuff like I really enjoyed. And then he did in that segment, he did end that area with that I'm pretty sure he believes in lizard people. So I was like, how can I trust anything this guy's saying if that's where he gets to. One thing, Russ has never said he believes in lizard people.
No, I mean, the craziest thing he said is that, like, the nanobubbles cured his concussion.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is just medically irresponsible.
That is. I mean, he's in Brett Favre territory there, but whatever. Anyway, should we go through the game picks, Will?
I think we should.
All right, I got to bring that up. I forgot to do it. Dang it, I am off my game. We will be doing our Patreon Zoom hangout tonight.
Yeah, guys, hop in.
Football, fantasy, where's my picks? Football, they changed the name on this shit. Oh my God, fantasy home, is that where it is? Games home? Hate when websites change fucking navigation. There we go. Okay. Let me connect. Good job at carrying the show while I'm looking for this, Will.
Great. Oops.
Great. Okay. So we are ranked at 26 now. What did we get last week? 100. Ooh, back-to-back 100 weeks. Woo! We keep feeling picking good. The Broncos, too, like idiots.
Yep.
All right, so Steve Tarr holding strong in first place. Damn, sure we'll see Steve tonight in the Patreon hangout.
Damn. Where you go, Steve?
There you go. Kevin, we'll see him, I'm guessing.
I certainly hope so. Christian's
been in there. Oh, we're right at the bottom, number 60. Cool. All right. Who else we got here? All right. All right. One of my king moderators, Jory. We'll see him tonight. Okay. So now let's. I got to go back. Make picks. There we go. Come on, you son of a bitch. All right. Thursday night. Good game, I think this might be. Bills, Patriots. How crazy is it that the AFC East, that's all winning records?
Yeah, the AFC East and the NFC East, everybody's got a winning record, I think.
Yeah. And the AFC West, it's like,
yeah,
barely. Okay.
Let's go with the, I mean, if we're playing it right down the middle, we have to take Buffalo, right?
Oh, yeah. I think the Bills are going to win this game.
I do too.
They don't have Von Miller. That's a huge loss right now. The Patriots looked great against the Jets.
Patriots are just a very limited offense.
Yeah.
They're just very limited.
It's like they were better with Tom Brady. It's so weird.
Yeah, I would say so.
And Mac Jones, actually, he had like a really good game against Minnesota. He was efficient, threw for a lot of yards. They just struggle in the red zone a little bit, and they got dicked by the refs too, which is nice to see.
It's so weird, like seeing them, you know, not as like a terrible team, but just like an app, just like a team like any other after 20 years.
Yeah,
it's so strange.
It's like the Steelers too. They're just
The Steelers are just bad now.
Now the Steelers are bad. I guess it took a year to get there. We knew Ben was going to be bad last year, but they were still competitive, but you weren't scared of the Steelers. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Falcons.
I like the Falcons.
I do too. They're playing to win the division.
Yeah.
If they would have just won last week against the Commanders, they'd be first place. Okay.
Packers, Bears. Man. A lot of people on the Packers.
Yeah, it really depends on whether Justin Fields is playing.
Yeah, I kind of like the Packers. I think I think Rodgers will play.
Still feeling if he can play with a left shoulder injury. All right, we'll take the Packers. Jaguars versus the Lions, both 4-7.
Beautiful game.
Yeah. The Tom and I talked about this today, but the Jags can get in. They can control their destiny. If they beat the Lions and the Titans lose to the Eagles, they're still in the hunt because I think they can finish atop the division, but they got to win this game.
Yeah. I like the prospects for both of these teams going forward.
I do too.
I think the Jags are closer because they have their quarterback of the future.
Sure.
Give me the, give me the Lions.
I think the Lions are going to win it.
I don't want to bet on either of these teams to win two in a row. So
no, the Lions just lost to the Bills.
Yeah. A good game, a close game.
If they can hang with the Bills, they can beat the Jags. Vikings, Jets. Wow. Just 86% taking the Vikings. Woo.
I like the Vikings here. Just because I think they have, Mike White was really good against the Bengals his first start last year. And then the league really kind of caught on to him. I think that'll happen again.
Oh, see. I do too, but I don't think it's going to happen against the Vikings defense. I think their defense is a liability.
Okay.
Oh man. Let me take the Jets here. Let me take the Jets one more time.
All right.
Commanders, Giants. You think the Commanders run stops with the Giants?
No, I think they're going to breeze through. I think I like the commies here. Taylor Heineke is just one of those guys who just – he's kind of the new Fitzpatrick. He really is.
He's playing about as good as Russell Wilson, but the team's winning and everybody loves him.
Yeah, yeah. He is what can you say about him? Like, he's just not that good and yet pretty good at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, 138 yards, two TDs, a pick last week, 191 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, 211 yards, no touchdowns, one pick.
Yeah, that's all you can really hope for as a Washington fan.
Yeah, they run the ball well, and they, they find a way to score just enough points.
Yeah, and their defense is just, really good.
Their defense is starting to play – where we thought it should be last year, and then they just kind of had some injuries and then imploded. But
yeah,
all right, this game is interesting, but I do think it's the Eagles. I'm kind of I like the Titans, I respect the way they play, they're a tough football team, they're well coached, but I want Jacksonville and Tennessee to have to play to win the division at the end of the season because they do play each other. So I'm kind of rooting for them to lose, but I do think the Eagles will beat them. But
yeah, I'd say if this is in Tennessee, I might change my tune. But
yeah,
Eagles, tough team to beat at home.
Okay, I'm taking the Ravens, and you're not gonna convince me not to.
No, I'm right on board with you, my friend.
Look at this shit bowl.
Give me the Texans here. I think Deshaun Watson's gonna come out. I think he is going to suck.
All right.
I legitimately think that the Browns will win more games if they play Jacoby Brissett the rest of the way. I think Brissett's much better at this point. course, we'll find that out. But this is we're talking about a quarterback who hasn't taken a snap in a regular season game since 2020.
Okay.
It's a really long time. It's almost 2023. I guess 2021 is the last time he took a snap, but it's been almost 2 years.
I'll give you this one.
Okay. I know I'm reaching on it a little bit, but it's going to be emotional for Houston. Tony Busby is bringing like 10 of the accusers to the game.
Yeah.
To watch, which is, I don't know how to feel about that. It's just kind of weird, but
it is weird.
That would probably like Deshaun Watson's going to like, that's going to be in his head a little bit. Don't you think?
No.
How could it not be?
I don't think so. I don't think he feels any remorse. So, sociopath, not going to.
We are trying to empathize with a,
if criminal. He's guilty, then no, he will not feel any sympathy.
Yeah.
I'll take the Seahawks over the Rams. Stafford might not be playing. They might not play Aaron Donald. I don't know what's going on there. They're bad. They're hurt. They're going to embrace that.
The Seahawks,
they're not as good as they were.
Yeah, but they play fun football games.
Yeah, they're very competitive.
That was a great game.
They have like a young defense that hasn't really clicked consistently yet. So
yeah, they're in need of like a great defensive player.
Yeah,
which
they're going to get in the draft with the one we sent them. Well, I mean, unless they actually do go QB. So that'll be interesting. All right. This game, excited about just for a lot of reasons. Two good teams playing.
Yep.
Mike McDaniel going against his incubator, the Niners.
His incubator, yeah.
Tua with all those weapons going against who I think is pretty damn close to the best defense in the NFL. These are Dolphins have two tough games to really prove to the Tua haters that they're legit. They play the Niners, then the Chargers. So, and Dolphins defense is kind of a liability. So where we saw the Niners offense struggle last week, I don't think they're going to struggle this week. And I think San Francisco's defense can slow down Miami.
Yeah. I think the 49ers have, like, it happened last year. Started off slow, and they kind of just figure out the winning formula. They're not, blowing anybody away. Like, they won 13-0 last week. That's fine. I think they're all totally fine with that.
Yeah.
They know who they are. Like, D'Amico Ryans is doing an excellent job. Kyle Shanahan's doing a good job with a, pretty limited quarterback situation, I think. But, yeah, give me the 49ers.
Don't forget, this is a team the Denver Broncos did beat.
Yeah.
Did beat them.
You didn't click on it. Go back up.
Classic. Classic me, huh, Will?
Classic Perna.
Oh, wow.
Another great game.
Going to the Bengals. You know what? I'm going to take the Bengals. Just going to take them.
Hey, they beat them twice last year. Let's do it again. Come on,
I think
fellas.
The Chiefs are good. I think it's going to be a good game.
Chiefs are due for a loss.
That's the only reason I'm taking it. All right. Yeah.
I kind of like the Raiders here.
Raiders are coming up pretty hot right now.
Yeah.
They're running.
Back-to-back walk-off TDs in overtime.
Yeah, fuck it. There you go, Raiders. All right. I got the Cowboys.
Yep.
I watched that. That Colts Steelers game was so boring. I was like, why am I watching this if I got to watch the Broncos again? Okay. Final game.
This one's not tough.
Woo! Bad, not very good. But the Saints
Give us Jameis in this game, please.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done watching Dalton.
Yeah, that's enough. Give us Taysom Hill. Get Ian Book back on the roster. give us, like, somebody.
Yeah, I want the Saints with Jameis Winston to throw 5 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in a 1-point victory.
Yeah.
All of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers points have to be defense. Tom Brady. Ooh, yeah. Tom Brady actually never steps on the field in this game.
Huh. That would be a first.
Yeah, that's how we do it. It's either a touchdown or pick 6, right? So he would never step on the field if that happened.
No, I don't think he would.
That'd be the ultimate power play.
I think I kind of wish, because there's that report today about Tom Brady going back to the Patriots.
Oh, it's just a rumor.
Yeah. I know it's a rumor. I saw it on NFL rumors. I don't think it's going to happen, but
I was thinking about that recently for some reason. I was like, I wonder if he's starting to miss the military-like structure that they had in New England.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
because he hasn't been as good as he normally is this season. But he's learning what it would have been like if he played on not the most well-coached, perfectly run organization for 20 straight years. Like,
yeah,
I think you can be as good as Tom Brady, but when not every player feels like they might be literally executed for screwing up, not everybody's perfect every week.
Yeah, I mean, it's like playing for the Iranian soccer team.
Yeah.
I dislike Tom Brady on the Buccaneers. I still dislike the New England Patriots. I just wish they were together so I can consolidate that hatred into one once again.
I don't need to dislike the Buccaneers for any reason.
No, I don't have anything against the Buccaneers.
No, I agree.
Or Todd Bowles. I like Todd Bowles.
Yeah. Now that would be funny if Brady went back.
Yeah. And they're terrible. That would be the best.
Yeah. And they just get beat by Josh Allen every
year. Because they're just mediocre. Like both of them are just mediocre right now.
Yeah.
Apart from each other. So.
Yeah. It's like, would Hunter Henry's touchdown have counted if Tom Brady was quarterback? Probably.
Of course it would. Of course it would.
They would have given him 8 points right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done, sir. Here's an extra point.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening to our dumb podcast every week. Make sure you follow Will on YouTube. Will sucks at games. And we'll be back after the Broncos game on Sunday. Whew. Sunday night. Late Sunday night, probably.
Sounds good.
All right.
Good night.
And John Elway played his entire career without an ACL.
Hey, good luck.
Hey, you know what time it is. DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.